天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师介绍了三个祷告的大能，是从认罪到赞美再到依靠和委身，是我们看到了一个祷告的巨人是如何承担神的事工的。那今天麦克牧师又会带领我们来学习尼西米身上的哪些品格呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Welcome again to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听我们的节目。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听，
we have just started a series of messages on Nehemiah.
让我告诉你，我们刚开始讲一系列有关尼西米的信息。
Nehemiah was a man full of devotion to God.
尼西米是位十分爱神的人。
He was a man of prayer.
他是一位祷告的人。
And God used him to do astounding things.
神使用他完成了不起的事。
I must remind you that Nehemiah was not a priest or a pastor.
请记住，尼西米并不是祭司或牧师。
He was a layman who wanted his life to be counted for God.
他是普通人，但愿意奉献自己的生命给神。
Someone said many years ago,
多年前有人说过，
Do great things for God because we have a great God.
为神做大事，因为我们有位伟大的神。
But before you can make a difference, you have to be different.
当你若想有所作为，必须先改变自己。
We saw in the last message,
在上次节目里，
that for 4 months between December and April, Nehemiah fasted, wept,and prayed before God.
从十二月到四月，尼西米用了四个月的时间在神面前悲哀哭泣，禁食祷告。
Nehemiah did not rush into things, but he waited on the Lord.
尼西米没有鲁莽行事，他耐心等候神。
What was he doing during this time?
在这段时间里他做了些什么呢？
He was discerning the will of God.
他寻求神的旨意，
and he was counting the cost.
他计算代价，
and he was preparing himself in prayer.
他在祷告中预备自己。
When Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the gospel to all the world,
当耶稣向门徒颁布往普天下传福音的大使命时，
he told them to wait until the Holy Spirit had come upon them.
他要门徒先等候圣灵降临。
And before you go out and attempt to do great things for God,
当你想为神做大事之前，
you must learn to wait for God's timing.
你必须学习等候神的时间。
You must learn that God's delay does not mean God's denial.
你必须学会神的拖延并非他拒绝了你。
Sometimes we use the word inshallah as an excuse for doing nothing.
有时我们用 inshallah 这个字作为我们无所事事的借口。
But Nehemiah was praying day and night.
但尼西米却昼夜祷告。
Many of us would have quit by the first month.
大多数人可能在第一个月就放弃了。
For many of us, if we did not get the answer immediately,
如果我们没有立刻获得答复，
We think that God did not want us to have what we're praying for.
我们就认为神不答应我们的祈求。
Many of us want overnight success.
很多人都希望一夜成功。
We don't want to pay the price of sacrifice.
我们都不喜欢有所牺牲。
But I know from my own personal experience that I had to wait for some answers to prayer for 11 years.
当我个人经历过祷告等候了十一年才蒙应允。
But the Bible also gives us other examples.
圣经还有其他的实例。
Examples of men of God who persisted in prayer and paid the price.
都是敬畏神的人，他们坚持祷告，并愿付代价。
In Genesis chapter 18,
在创世纪十八章，
Abraham renewed his prayer for Sodom 6 times.
亚伯拉罕六次为索多玛城祷告，跟神讨价还价。
Each time he apologized with the words, "Let not the Lord be angry."
每一次他都求神谅解，说求主不要动怒。
Abraham would not stop until God granted his petition.
亚伯拉罕一直求到神答应才罢休。
And for his sake, Lot was spared.
因着他，罗德才保全了性命。
In Kings, we learn about Elijah and his prayer.
在列王记里，我们学到以利亚的祷告。
When he prayed for fire to come from heaven, he received an immediate answer.
当他求神降下天火，神立刻应允他。
In the second instance,
但另一次，
When Elijah prayed for rain, he had to wait.
以利亚求雨，他却需要等待。
He asked his servant to go look for the rain that he had asked for.
以利亚差他的仆人去观看他所求的雨水降下了吗？
The servant came back with the report that there is no sign of rain.
仆人回报说毫无下雨的迹象。
Elijah gave him a faith-inspiring command to go again.
以利亚蛮有信心的吩咐仆人再去观看。
Only after 7 glances heavenward was Elijah's perseverance rewarded.
在七次向天观看之后，以利亚的坚持得到了结果。
Nehemiah knew the value of taking the time to discern the will of God.
尼希米明白，耐心等候神彰显他的旨意是值得的。
Nehemiah knew that these are important lessons in leadership.
尼希米知道这是作为领袖的重要训练。
You cannot lead if you have never been a follower.
你若没成为跟随者，你就不懂如何做领导。
You cannot succeed if you have never been a servant.
你若没做过仆人，你不会成功。
You cannot be over if you have never been under.
你若从未处于在下的，就不能做在上的。
You cannot give if you have not received.
你若未曾接受过，你就不能给予。
You cannot motivate if you always criticize.
如果你只会批评，你就不能鼓励人。
You cannot speak effectively if you have not listened carefully.
你若未曾仔细聆听，你就毫无说服力。
So Nehemiah spent 4 months in prayer before he could see that God was answering his prayer.
尼希米用四个月的时间祷告，直到神应允他。
During these 4 months, Nehemiah was sad.
在这四个月中，尼希米心里忧伤。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he knew that he could be walking into his own funeral.
因为他知道他很可能是去送死的。
And he learned the lesson that Jesus taught.
他学会了主耶稣所教导的。
If you want to save your life, then lose it.
凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
If you want to be great, then be servant of all.
谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
That the way up is down.
自卑的必升为高。
Nehemiah came to the place of death.
尼希米这时已濒临死地。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Nehemiah came to the place of death to self.
他将自我置之死地。
Death to personal ambitions.
他将野心置之死地。
And death to future security.
他将安逸的前途置之死地。
Nehemiah also came to the place of death to self-gratification and comfort.
尼希米也把自我的满足和舒适的生活置之死地。
For 4 months, he prayed persistently and faithfully.
他不断忠心地祷告了四个月。
And finally, one day, the burden that God had laid on his heart,
终于有一天，神放在他心头的负担
began to show up on his face,
呈现在他的脸上。
His grief stole his smile and pulled down his countenance.
愁容代替了笑容。
So much so that the king noticed it.
连国王都察觉到了。
In verse 2 of chapter 2 of the book of Nehemiah, the king asked him what was wrong.
尼希米记第二章第二节，王问他说。
He said, Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart.
他说，你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。
Now, this was Nehemiah's golden opportunity.
这正是尼希米最难得的机会。
But notice Nehemiah's honesty.
但请注意尼希米的诚实。
In the second part of verse 2 of chapter 2, he said the following.
在第二章第二节的下半部，他说
I was dreadfully afraid.
我甚惧怕。
When the king asked Nehemiah what was wrong, Nehemiah was frightened.
当王问尼希米到底有什么事，尼希米十分惧怕。
His knees began to knock.
他的膝盖僵硬。
And his heart began to pound.
心跳加速。
And his hands began to shake.
双手颤抖。
The drinks that he was carrying on the tray began to shake and spill.
他奉给王的酒摇晃地溅了出来。
His mouth became so dry, he could hardly talk.
他喉干舌燥，几乎说不出话来。
My listening friends, you need to understand this.
亲爱的朋友，你必须明白。
Just because someone does great things for God does not mean that he never feels fear.
一个为神做大事的人也会感到害怕。
The question is not whether you experience fear.
但关键不在于你是否害怕。
But the question is whether you let your fear paralyzes you.
关键在于你是否容许恐惧制服你。
Or whether you allow that fear to motivate you to place all of your reliance on God.
或者让恐惧驱策你来完全依靠神。
Nehemiah was afraid, but he prayed out his fears.
尼希米虽然害怕，但他祷告。
Initially, he let out a quiet scream to the Lord, Help!
他一开始就默默地向神呼救。
But because Nehemiah's life was already connected to God for the last 4 months,
但因为在过去四个月中，尼希米紧紧地靠近神。
The answer came within seconds.
神的回答立刻临到。
Nehemiah said to the king,
尼希米对王说，
Now you have heard about the laws of the Medes and the Persians.
陛下最清楚波斯马代的法律。
Nehemiah meant by this statement that he knew that the laws could not be changed.
尼希米这么说，表示他很清楚法令是不能更改的。
Now my listening friends, I want you to understand this.
亲爱的朋友，你要知道。
Earlier on, that same king himself had issued an order that the rebuilding of the wall must stop.
不久前，这位波斯国王刚下过一道禁令，叫重建城墙的工程停工。
And what Nehemiah was asking was for the king to reverse his decision.
尼希米在这里却要求国王推翻自己的命令。
Nehemiah was saying in effect,
其实尼希米的意思是，
King, I know you made one of those Medes and Persians rules for the wall not to be built.
陛下，你定下了波斯马代的法令，禁止重建城墙。
But I actually disagree with you.
但我不同意你的做法。
Nehemiah could never have spoken to the king of Babylon in this way if he had not been in intimacy with the king of kings.
尼希米若不是和万王之王关系密切，他怎么胆敢跟巴比伦国王唱反调？
The king could have thrown him out of the palace.
国王大可以赶他出宫。
Or more likely, had him killed.
更可以处死他。
But instead, the king startled him.
然而王却出乎意料的。
He said to him,
对他说,
What do you want?
你要求什么?
And Nehemiah probably said to himself, I never thought you would ask.
可能尼希米心里想,真没想到你会这么问。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 6 to 8.
让我们看尼希米记二章六到八节。那时王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说，你去要多少日子，几时回来？我就定了日期，于是王喜欢差遣我去。我又对王说，王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过直到犹大。又赐诏书通知管理王园林的亚撒，使他给我木料做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用的。王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。
What was Nehemiah saying here?
尼希米说些什么？
He said, I want time off.
他说我要请假。
He said, I want a leave of absence from the palace with full pay.
他要求离开皇宫，但照常支薪。
Then I want you to give me a decree that you want the wall rebuilt.
并且要求国王准许建造的诏书。
But that's not all.
不仅如此。
Nehemiah said, I want your personal guards to go along with me for protection.
尼希米还要求国王派御林军护送他。
But that's not all.
还有呢？
Nehemiah said, I want you to give me unlimited funds to buy all the timber we need for the temple gates.
尼希米要求无限量的建筑材料去建圣殿的门。
Then he said, I want all the money it will take to rebuild the city wall.
又要求造城墙的所有经费。
I sometimes think that the king had to be impressed.
我想国王必定印象深刻。
My listening friends, you must understand this.
亲爱的朋友，你必须明白。
During 4 months while Nehemiah was praying and crying,
过去那四个月，当尼希米哀哭祷告时，
he was not doing all of the talking.
他不仅发出他的哀求。
Nehemiah was listening to God and receiving detailed plans for what God wanted him to accomplish.
他也在聆听神告诉他完成任务的计划。
And I believe Nehemiah's boldness must have honored the king.
我相信尼希米大胆的请求必定使王感到很有面子。
My listening friends, this is also true of us.
朋友，对我们来说也是如此。
God is honored by our boldness.
当我们大胆直求时，就是荣耀神。
Our King of Kings has unlimited resources at his disposal.
万王之王拥有无穷尽的资源让我们使用。
When we ask half-heartedly or timidly, God is not honored.
如果我们半信半疑，吞吞吐吐的祈求，其实是羞辱神。
Sometimes I try to imagine what's going on in heaven when a child of God comes to God in prayer and asks.
有时我会想象，当神的儿女来到天父面前祈求时，在天上的情景是如何的呢
？Oh God，
神呐、啊、
，Do something great for your name，
为你的名行大事。
Use me in a mighty way，
求你大大使用我。
Then I can imagine the Lord telling the angels，
我想象神对天使说。
Boys, get ready to go down to answer this prayer.
去吧，到人间去成全这祷告。
And then I can imagine when the faint-hearted saints begin to say,
我又想象那些小信的人祷告说，
Well, Lord, if you don't want to do it, I think I understand.
主啊，如果你不答应，我会了解的。
But Lord, if you could only give me half of this, that would be fine.
主啊，如果你只赐给我所求的一半，也不错。
And then I can imagine God saying to the angels,
我就会想神会对天使说，
As you were.
待着吧，不用出动了。
Nehemiah asked boldly for security, for safety, and for protection.
尼希米大胆要求安全保护。
Nehemiah also asked boldly for horsemen and soldiers and for timber.
尼希米大胆要求军长、马兵和建筑材料。
Why?
为什么？
Because our God is able to do exceedingly great things beyond all that we ask or think.
因为神的大能远远超过我们所求所想。
Our God is ready to give abundantly.
神乐意多多的赏赐。
When you pray according to His will.
当你按照他的旨意祈求时，
God will give you more than what you ask for.
神的赏赐将会超越你所求的。
The last words in verse 8 of chapter 2 says it all.
第二章第八节总结说，
And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of God upon me.
王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。
As I conclude, I want you to notice something very important.
在结束前，请留心以下的重点。
You notice who gets the credit?
你注意到这一切该归功给谁吗？
The credit belongs to God, not to Nehemiah nor the king.
是神的功劳，不是尼希米，也不是国王的。
When you are about to give the credit to your hard work or to your intellectual ability,
当你想要归功于自己的才干和辛劳时，
Remember Nehemiah.
想想尼希米。
He said the credit belonged to the good hand of God.
他说是神的功劳，神施恩的手帮助他。
Nehemiah did not boast saying, look at what I did.
他没有夸口说都是我干的。
Rather, he boasted about God.
他却以神夸口。
Do you ever boast about God to your friends?
你曾否向你的朋友夸耀神吗？
The good hand of God was upon me, he said.
尼希米说神施恩的手帮助我。
Commitment to God has its rewards, but it also has a price.
委身于神会得到赏赐，但也需要付代价。
And next time, I'm going to tell you all about the price of commitment.
在下次节目里，我将和你谈到委身的代价。
Please tune in so that we can look at that very important subject.
这是很重要的课题，请务必要收听。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，祷告的另外一个秘诀就是大胆的去求，但注意不是妄求哦。当我们已经清晰地明白神的旨意和计划了，还惧怕什么呢？因为神必定会成就他所要成就的事情。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿你从节目中能够有大大的收获，愿神也大大的赐福给你们。我们下次再会。
清晨朝阳，天空照耀，仿佛对我微微笑，阵阵微风徐徐吹送，逍遥自在白云飘，鸟语花香，绿草如茵，青春时光多美好，心情欢畅，尽情欢笑，烦恼全都不见了，
在基督里享受主爱，自由奔放了开怀，世上没有任何事物能隔绝神的爱，在基督里享受主爱，自由奔放了开怀，我要赞美，我要歌颂，造物主的奇妙爱，清晨照